The Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 11 through 14. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy to the Lord, and I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words I speak today bring glory to you and help all of us to share in the love that you have given us each and every day through the creation that we live in. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So this last summer, I don't know if any of you all had this problem at your houses, around your houses, but there were ants everywhere. And we had these giant, these big, big ants. I mean, they were massive. And we would go out, Henry and I would go out on the porch, and in my attempt to give him a solid theological foundation about how God created the world and everything in it, I would say, Henry, God created the ants, so we don't want to step on them. God made those. And he would say, okay, Daddy, God made the ants. Great. And my theological foundation would immediately, 5 minutes later, all come crashing down the minute I smacked the mosquito on my hand, arm. And Henry says, Gray, Daddy, God created the mosquito, right? Oh, boy. Probably should not have started with bugs to get this theological point across, right? But yet, God did make the mosquitoes. God did make the ants. God did make everything that we have in our world. This incredible creation that we enjoy, God did, in fact, make it. That is one of the most basic theological points. It's Genesis 1:1, folks. God made all of this. And God created us, humanity, and gave us responsibility to care for all the things in the world. And the earth and all its beauty and terror is a gift from God. And we know this, that God is the creator, and we are the creation, we and everything else here. And so it's a moment that we should be reminded of every time we open our eyes, every time we walk out our door, we should be reminded of this beautiful, good creation that we enjoy, that we seek the benefits of. And yet, our tendency as broken people is to attempt to change places with God, believing that we are the ones who create, we use and abuse our resources like some spoiled kid who eats a candy bar and throws the wrapper right on the ground. And I can't tell you how much trash I pick up from leaving the manse on Monday morning to the door every Monday. In our arrogance, we believe that we could continue to abuse our good creation, God's good creation, and not suffer the consequences. And when we neglect to care for the earth, it tends to come back and haunt us. You don't have to look far to see when nature comes back to get us after our carelessness. Look at Flint, Michigan. They still have not completely worked out the problems that happened as a result of that terrible water that they did not realize how bad it was going to be, this corrosiveness. There's this island nation, Nauru, who was a phosphate capital of the world, and they mined so much of it, 80% of this beautiful island in the South Pacific is unlivable. They've killed 40% of the marine life that lives around the island because they did not respect the creation. They just used and abused it. We've seen stories like that. We saw a story out of Pennsylvania this week where water supplies were tainted and what that does to people. So we pillage until there's no more pillaging to do, and then we move on to the next resource, and so that all we can do is create short-term profits, but not recognizing that these actions have long-term consequences for us and for everything that lives in the earth. So as Christians today, we are called to reclaim the foundational belief that God created the world and that we have a responsibility to care for it. Now, if you were a smart business person, you would have figured this out a long time ago. You have a whole bunch of resources that you want to turn into goods. And if those resources disappear, well, all of a sudden, you don't have goods to sell. So it benefits you if you're able to take good care of the creation that gives you these resources. Caring for God's creation allows you not only to stay in business, but helps you be good neighbors and good people who care, good stewards. I told Sandy this earlier this week. I warned her ahead of time. I was reading the bylaws to the Ohio Forestry Association this week, which I found through the Holiday Lumber website, and they're a member of this association. And I was going through their guiding principles, and it was like inspirational. It was this moment like, this is it! So they had these guiding principles about how they care for the forest, how they care for the resources so that they can continue to supply lumber and all the other things that a forest provides. And here's how they explain it. Their goals are their principles are that good forest management is good, right, and necessary. That forest management is the sustainable use of forest resources, that all members have an obligation to manage Ohio's forests for the common good, and that the members benefit from management of Ohio's forest resources. If you care for the resource, for the forest, for creation, we're all better off. That's what they're telling us here, that we all benefit, not just us, but creation. And that we're in this together, and that together we must work for sustainability. Farmers rotate crops to keep the nutrients in the soil. Car companies are seeking to reduce emissions from cars that they make. Conservation zones exist all around the world to protect endangered species and their habitats. Now listen, I'm not one of these guys that's going to come out here and tell you, you all need to go hug a tree today. I'm not one of these people, though. If you like to hug trees, go do that. It's okay. But we do have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to care for this incredible gift that we have been given. That doesn't mean that we need to shut down everything that we do or we need to do it. We just need to think about it more. And here's some of the ways that we need to do this. The most important thing as Christians that we can live our life to help protect what the gift that God has given us is simply to consume less. buy fewer things, eat fewer things, and create less waste, conserve energy, trim up our waistlines, and save money. These are all things that you can do by consuming less. The average American generates four, this is crazy, 4.3 pounds of trash a day. 4.3 pounds of trash. Be aware of how much trash you're creating every day. Buy stuff that has less packaging so that you create less waste. There's no way, I know, I'm not going to tell you, there's no way to avoid creating trash. We're all going to do it. But seek ways that you can lessen that a little bit in your life. Okay? Here at First Presbyterian Church, we're already trying to do some of these things. You'll notice we have the green bins out here and out there and in the offices to help recycle the paper. Your bulletin gets recycled, so if you put it right in there, we recycle it. The Mission Council purchases recycled plates to use for meals. Our pantry recycles and reuses the mountains of cardboard. I see Les taking that cardboard on a regular basis out to the recycling bin. And this church has a new boiler, an efficient boiler. We had a giant inefficient boiler down there previously, and now we have one that saves us money, but is also better for the environment and on our pocketbooks. Our mission study also seeks to push this even further, seeking ways that we may conserve and be good stewards of the gifts God has given us. I shared with you all the other day when we talked about this mission statement that our windows in the education wing are the original windows from good old 1962. It's a great year. Maybe not a great year for windows because they are the opposite of energy efficient. And anybody will tell you who worked this summer upstairs at VBS, it was a hot box. By replacing them, we can save energy costs, extend the lifetime of the building, and waste less and conserve our energy. As part of our faith, we are called to accept responsibility. Responsibility to witness to others the love of Christ. The responsibility to seek out and to serve the least among us. And the responsibility to make good use of the gifts God has given us. I don't want to waste any of y'all's money. Every one of you has been so incredibly generous to this church. I don't want to see 1 cent of that money wasted because of a lack of energy efficiency or because there's something we could do about it. So let us seek out ways as Christians to create less waste, to help work out ways that we may consume less, so that we can care better for the good gifts of creation that God has given us. God be the glory and the honor forever and ever. Amen. not caring for myself. As I told the session Thursday, my liquid intake of most days in the office was coffee, coffee, Coke, coffee, coffee, milk. And so I realized that because I had been neglecting the gifts, I had not been able to be as present as I needed to be with my family or with you. And so I left the Credo Conference with a plan that seeks to find a better balance so that I may be a better person, a better husband, father, and minister to you all. Much of it involves getting exercise, better diet, but I am also seeking to pray more without this script thing y'all see me carry every Sunday, to be more present, to help celebrate the gifts we have here in this place, and more importantly, to work prayer and listening time into my daily schedule. So I ask you all today, are you taking full advantages of the gifts God has given each and every one of you? Are you caring for yourself so that those gifts can be put to use? Or is there some way in which you have been neglectful? Neglectful not only of God, but of the gifts you've been given, but yourself and your family. I ask you today to take that look in the mirror. Look at your life and look at the ways in which you can give yourself more fully to God by caring for yourself, your family, and your neighbors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.